Hey, it's Big Joe for Absolute Comfort, your trusted independent American Standard Air dealer. Owner Chris Wedekin sells the ductless Mitsubishi electric mini split, which is a great option to heat and cool individual spaces while blending into the decor.
You want your poker room to be dressed up? You could take a vinyl wrap and put on these. If you like the more modern look, they have styles in black, silver, and pearl white that would be more aesthetically pleasing for your rooms.
Find out more at absolutecomfort.org. Absolute Comfort is your trusted independent American Standard Air Mitsubishi Electric Elite ductless pro dealer.
He's a Second Amendment attorney. He's an NRA certified firearms instructor. He's the gun guy. Guy Ralford on 93 WIBC.
And welcome back. This is Guy Ralford on the Gun Guy Show on 93 WIBC. Kind of hesitated there. I wasn't sure my microphone was on. Want to get into this story again, head scratcher, but it tells you a lot. Maybe nothing you didn't already know, but tells you a lot about what we're dealing with, certainly with mentality in the media and mentality here in Marion County. When we're talking about law-abiding citizens, not only having the capacity to defend themselves, but actually doing so. WTHR ran a story where it talked about community leaders concerned about the number of self-defense shootings. And it started off... And this was a story, the reporter was Rich Nye, and I've generally thought he's been okay over the years. And I'm sure it's tough or challenging, I don't know, working at a place like WTHR where I think ownership, whether editors, whatever it might be, are really wanting you to put a liberal bent on everything. At least that's the impression I get. But... And that's true of so many of the local TV stations here. You can't really get away from it. But generally, I thought he's been one of the better ones. But it's a head-scratcher of a story. And I've posted this on my Twitter at Guy Ralford. I posted it on my Facebook at also at Guy Ralford, Guy A. Ralford on Facebook. Or you can see it at Gun Guy WIBC. Give me a like or a follow or whatever the term is there on Facebook while you're there. Or a follow on Twitter. But I've posted this if you want to go see the whole story. They're talking about communities are concerned about a rise in self-defense shootings. And a couple of audio clips caught my mind, or different segments. And first of all, Chief Bailey had something to say about the story, and he said this.
We have to be better to each other. We have to be better human beings. We're better than this. We have to treat each other better. Our conflicts cannot... heat-of-the-moment conflicts cannot explode into gunfire over really what is insignificant in life. It really cannot, and we can't impact that.
Indy's top cop says juveniles who grew up around gun violence.
That's the point from him. Who can disagree with that? We need to treat each other better. We can't have arguments ending in gunfire. And who can disagree with that? And do we see too much of that? Absolutely. And we've got these out of control teens, you know, illegally carrying guns. They can't legally carry a gun. Or you see felons, other people with long criminal histories, carrying guns. They're already illegally carrying the gun. They get into some beef with somebody over something insignificant. All of a sudden, everybody's pulling guns. You see all these kids shot outside Circle Center Mall. Apparently, one person got mad at one other person, or just a couple of people involved. All of a sudden, guns come out, and a bunch of people get shot. So does Chief Bailey make a legitimate point? Absolutely he does. The problem with the story is that it has nothing to do with self-defense. If you're having an argument with someone, you just get mad at someone because of whatever. You're mad about something they said to your girlfriend. You're mad because they stole your girlfriend. Whatever these kids are arguing about, or others. You're mad because somebody wants to deal drugs on the same corner where you deal drugs. You're having a beef. You're having an argument. If you pull your gun and start shooting, I don't care if you claim self-defense or not, that's not self-defense. That's not what we're talking about. That what Chief Bailey's talking about has nothing to do with the story about self-defense shootings. And there's a lot of misperceptions. You know, I teach the law of self-defense. I teach it to lawyers. I teach it to laypersons. That's a big part of what Essentials of Indiana Gun Law is all about. That I'm always pitching here on the show that a lot of people come take. And I enjoy teaching it because I'm able to correct a lot of misimpressions about the law of self-defense. And some people, I see this on the internet all the time. They'll just say, well, I'll just say I feared for my life. Aha! Magic words. I feared for my life. So I can shoot anybody I want to shoot. I'll just say I feared for my life. That's not how the law of self-defense works. The totality of the circumstances have to establish that you had a reasonable belief that your life was in danger. What we say, a reasonable belief that you're preventing serious bodily injury. Reasonable belief. You just say, well, I have feared for my life. That's not some magic talisman, some magic wand that you wave and suddenly anything you do is justified. That's not how the law of self-defense works. Now, talk about that for about 2 hours in my show and give a lot of, in my course, I should say, and give a lot of specific examples and real cases that I've been involved in involving self-defense and how the law actually works. But two people arguing over whatever, and when somebody pulls a gun and starts shooting, that's not self-defense. But the story from Rich Nye, he talks about somebody breaks into a guy's home. The homeowner wrestles the gun away from the intruder, shoots the intruder. Then he talks about an abusive boyfriend is attacking a girlfriend. She defends herself, shoots him, and saves her own life. And that's in the context of saying community leaders are concerned about this. Again, I don't want anybody getting shot. I get that. But as between the abusive boyfriend dying, or the girl getting strangled to death or clubbed to death or beaten to death or shot herself, I'm rooting for the girlfriend. The home intruder, he chose to break into a home. He's a home intruder. What's the old saying you hear all the time? Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. He chose to be a home invader. He chose to break into someone's home. And he got shot, and community leaders are concerned about this? I'm going to play the audio clip, and this is more germane to the actual story talking about self-defense. We're going to take a break right after this, and then I'll talk about what you're about to hear. This is from Marion County Prosecutor Ryan Mears.
What's upsetting to me is if you look at the month of January, I think we had 18 homicides during that month. 14 of those were being investigated for self-defense, meaning that someone lost their life and that case might ultimately be cleared. But that doesn't do anything for that family who lost someone.
Think about that a minute. Think about that during this commercial break. Then we'll be back to discuss it here on the last segment of the Gun Guy Show on 93 WIBC. And welcome back for the last segment of the Gun Guy Show. Before I talk about it, I want to play this one more time. This is Ryan Mears talking about, and this is the most important part. We're talking about self-defense shootings.
What's upsetting to me is if you look at the month of January, I think we had 18 homicides during that month. 14 of those were being investigated for self-defense, meaning that someone lost their life and that case might ultimately be cleared. But that doesn't do anything for that family who lost someone.
Think about that. Now, family who lost someone, hey, they lost a family member. I get it. It's self-defense. And this is in a context where the reporter was just talking about, and I'm sure the same reporter that I'm sure talked to Ryan Mears, talked about an abusive boyfriend attacking his girlfriend. She defends herself. Or a guy who broke in a home. We have what's called the Kessel Doctrine here in Indiana. You can use reasonable force, including deadly force, to prevent or terminate an unlawful entry into your home. Couldn't be more clear. And this is upsetting to Ryan Mears. Listen, if you're just saying you're upset that someone lost their life, okay. That means you're a compassionate human being. Okay. But as between these innocent victims dying and the bad guy dying, you're still upset? Of 15 homicides, 14 were investigated for self-defense. Now, people can claim self-defense, as I mentioned before. It doesn't mean it was self-defense. But when you talk about a home invasion, that's pretty clear-cut. I've been involved in that situation as a lawyer for clients. And the police clear them very, very quickly. And even says, you know, that may be cleared. And that, what? Doesn't do anything for that family member? Well, how about having a family member who's not a criminal who gets killed while trying to attack someone or break into someone's home? That's not okay. And here's the real kicker to me. This is the thing that is a real head scratcher. Would Ryan Mears prefer, and this is a legitimate question, would he actually prefer, and you could easily conclude this from his quote, would he prefer that the bad guy won and the victim died instead of the bad guy, because then Ryan Mears has somebody to prosecute? And that's a legitimate question based on his quote. I can't believe he would be that mercenary. I can't believe he would feel that way. But what other conclusion can you reach? And listen, I don't want to just beat up on somebody, especially a fellow lawyer, unnecessarily, but I heard that quote, and what's upsetting to me is these people are using force and self-defense. It is not a coincidence that the people raising concerns about self-defense, legitimate self-defense, in the context of this story, including a home invasion, are the same people, by the way, that oppose constitutional carry, meaning more law-abiding citizens have the capacity and the means and the legal ability to defend themselves. You think that's a coincidence? They didn't want more law-abiding citizens having the capacity to defend themselves, and now they're upset that more law-abiding citizens actually did? No, that's not a coincidence.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
So last week, Nige was out when we had our segment, and the prosecutor, Ryan Mears, is now starting to go viral all over the country for this ridiculous interview that he did with Channel 13. Now, the whole report was insane, but what would you expect from the fine folks at Channel 13? But the whole story, Guy, was about how people are defending themselves with their weapons, their right to carry weapons. Channel 13 has a problem with it. And according to the soundbite I'm getting ready to play for you, the prosecutor, Ryan Mears, wants all of us to feel bad for the bad guy's family.
What's upsetting to me is if you look at the month of January, I think we had 18 homicides during that month. 14 of those were being investigated for self-defense, meaning that someone lost their life and that case might ultimately be cleared. But that doesn't do anything for that family who lost someone.
What? Wait. I admit I was gone last week. I was in and out of the news, though. I was paying attention. I missed that one.
Oh, it was a beautiful report from Channel 13. Those awful, evil citizens protecting their homes with firearms, and we're supposed to feel bad for the bad guy's family, Guy?
Yeah, and you know, he starts off what's upsetting to me. And listen, we know Ryan Mears. We know his politics. But it's still, even knowing Ryan Mears to some degree, it was still shocking to me that he seems to be saying, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong, you heard the same soundbite, he seems to be saying he's rooting for the bad guy. I mean, would he feel better
absolutely
if the innocent victim was successfully, I don't know, mugged, raped? I mean, one of the stories was about a break-in at a guy's home who took the gun away from the bad guy and shot him and defended himself in his home. Another one was a girlfriend being abused by a thug boyfriend, and she defended herself and shot the bad guy who was attacking her. And he said, you know, these are likely to be cleared and no one will be prosecuted. And I'm like, well, would you rather have the innocent victim dead so you have somebody to prosecute and you'd feel better about that? I mean, I don't want to be unfair about it, but I'm trying to draw some other inference from that, and I'm coming up blank.
And Nige, let me ask you this, because you have a daughter and I don't. When she's older one day and you find out, heaven forbid, somebody is mistreating her, and then she kills the guy that's mistreating her, I don't think you're going to feel too bad for the family of the guy that was beating your daughter.
Not at all. I have no sympathy whatsoever for families that have criminals in their midst who would probably try to hide the criminal if he broke in and killed somebody and would shelter him and wouldn't talk to police. Now, that was an incredible sound clip. I'm going to need to go back and listen to the whole thing. I mean, does it need context? Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, the story itself from, again, Channel 13, so take it for what you will, was that there's an awful lot of self-defense shootings going on. Well, there's an awful lot of criminals out there right now, so maybe that's, you know, cause and effect. Guy Relford is with us here.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.